Presented by the Treaty One Development Corporation, this is the Treaty One Nation podcast. You're listening to episode 3, Onakanon, which translates to decide or to plan in Anishinaabe Mo'in, where I will share with you more information about the preferred concept plan that was arrived at following much consultation with Treaty One First Nations and the neighbors around the former Kapyong Barracks on Keniston in Winnipeg. Buju Tansi to all of my relatives of the Treaty One Nation, and who could forget our distant relatives across Turtle Island. Welcome to the Treaty One Nation podcast, presented by T1DC, the Treaty One Development Corp. This is episode 3, Niswe, where, as promised, I will provide you with more details on the preferred concept plan at the former Kapyong Barracks. But before we begin, I always like to introduce myself. My name is Taylor. I am a member of Broken Head Ojibwe Nation right here in Treaty One territory. My spirit name, or one of my spirit names, is Akundamu Ekwe, which means lily pad root woman, and I come from the Fish Clan. I'd like to thank you, Se Miigwech and Ekozi, for joining us for episode 3 of our podcast. Today, I will share the basics of what this 160-acre development will look like and what we will build and create here in terms of places to live, work, learn, and play. Important for you to know that this special place has been designed by a team of Indigenous designers, so that means it will look and feel like nowhere else in such a high-profile urban environment in Canada. In a later episode, we're also going to be talking about the Indigenous design, the designers, and allow you to get a visual of what it's going to look like and the cultural aspects that are going to be integrated within it. More than 3,000 people completed surveys, joined a virtual presentation and live streaming on Facebook, plus participated in sessions in each of the 7 Treaty One Nation communities. It quickly became apparent that what people wanted most was a mixed-use community that would seamlessly integrate with existing neighborhoods in River Heights and Tuxedo. They said it was important to build and create spaces to live, to shop, and of course, to work. As a result, housing will range from single-family homes available to all people, as well as condos and small-rise apartments, which can also be either sold or rented, which is excellent. And in the case of apartments, of course, they can be rented. And these prices will be based on the current market rates in Winnipeg. And another major aspect of this plan that people and residents and community members were all wanting were green spaces and easy access to public transportation, which were also very important, along with designs to showcase Indigenous culture, which is, to me personally, one of the most important aspects would be to have that Indigenous culture up front and center. You want it to know, you want to walk into the space and know that it is an Indigenous, like, off-reserve community that all people of all walks of life, of all races, can come in and enjoy and learn from one another. As a result, you'll see more green spaces, accessible transportation, as I mentioned, cycling, as well as pedestrian access highlighted in the final preferred concept. We know that with a ton of students and a lot of our generation, the younger generation, public transportation and pedestrian and walking and green spaces are all very important to us. T1DC's final concept plan will also expand the cultural campus area to ensure Indigenous public art and design elements reflect our history, culture, and our heritage. It will also add even more usable green and open spaces across the whole site. It will include a plan to manage the impact on traffic in surrounding neighborhoods and a plan for potential future transit hubs along key transportation corridors, more walking paths and cycling paths. In addition, a sports complex, very exciting, and a war museum to honor the history of the site are also on the list. So tons of learning opportunities that are going to be in this space. It's very exciting. Not only will this development be open to everyone, it will also attract tourists and provide many opportunities for jobs and training for our young people, for entrepreneurs, and for a wide range of cultural events and education for individuals and families alike. Most importantly, it will unlock opportunities for Treaty One as a place of pride and acceptance for the next seven generations. To get a better visual and understanding of the future plans, please do not hesitate. You can always visit treatyone.ca for more information on that. With each individual facet of the master plan, there lies the opportunity of generating revenue for a strong future for the Treaty One Nation. This project is also trailblazing a way to a prosperous Indigenous economic zone and economic benefits to support the seven First Nations that are sitting at the table. Plans are still being finalized for what will be built first and where, but please stay tuned for future episodes with Waylon Sutherland from Peguis, who is the CEO of T1DC, as well as Tim Daniels from Long Plain First Nation, Chief Operation Officer regarding the next steps. The two of them will be featured on episodes 9 and 10 to discuss these benefits and where we go next. So make sure you stay tuned for those ones as well. The best thing is that come August of 2021, this land will be repatriated to Treaty One and converted into one of the largest strategically placed urban reserves and Indigenous economic zones in Canada. Again, this is bringing huge opportunities to Treaty One members and Winnipeg as a whole. This is going to be such a great opportunity for everybody. Here's where you come in now. Before we begin building, there will be a vote for every eligible Treaty One member. This will happen at some point in the next few months, and we will give you an opportunity to vote on a project that will unlock endless opportunities in terms of jobs, training, business development, and revenue generation for Treaty One as we continue to grow as a major economic force in Manitoba and in Canada. Join us for the next two episodes where I'll tell you all about the vote with special guest Gord Bluesky, Lands Manager at T1DC. In the meantime, sign up for the Cap Young Update newsletter, which will share all the details you'll need to know about the upcoming vote. The website again is treatyone.ca. We've reached the end of episode 3 Onakanan of our podcast. Miigwech and Ekozi for joining me on the Treaty One Nation and Treaty One Development Corporation podcast. My name is Taylor, and stay tuned for episodes 4 and 5, where we'll talk more about the vote.